VFW Mobile.
Again, KO4HKX.
Queuing up.
Since about 3:30 this morning.
Thinking about all that winter weather you're going to get.
Like that.
Haven't heard you in a while.
Went up to Anchor and worked yesterday. There's a radio club trying to form in Transylvania County. So I went to that.
After that, good deal.
Trying to help them. And pretty much what I've been doing, and I took and worked on my office here a little bit, got the old tax stuff out that I don't need anymore. And get the new stuff in.
That time of year, isn't it?
It is that. How about you? You been good?
Yep, W. Yeah, we've been good over here. On that, just fiddling in the yard a little bit, and, you know, back to work this week. But other than that, we've been good.
With you of a morning.
Anybody came on yesterday, but it was Dude and Jody on Tuesday.
Well, I hate to leave you out here, but I've been staying up late because the schedule's been off, so I've been getting up quite this early. Still been getting up around 6:30, something like that, so just missing y'all.
Good morning, N4AZ. Hadn't heard y'all since last year.
KO4HK.
Good morning, dude. KN4TFW.
Good morning.
But I'm going to be here just a minute, then I got to get ready to go meet my son. I'm meeting him for breakfast this morning. Hope y'all been doing good.
Right here. Well, that's good. Go meet your son for breakfast. That's good. Kenny's on his way to work, I guess.
Hey, Patrick, you be careful on Monday. It's supposed to be a terrible day on Monday for you coming down the mountain.
Doing that, starting to do my preps to get ready for it. Father-in-law, get them ready. So that's what I'll be doing the rest of the day and tomorrow. It's a little restaurant out the road, Dutch Cupboard. It's some Mennonites on it, and usually have pretty good food.
About that.
The usual sausage, eggs, cheese, grits, toast, that kind of thing. Coffee. We'll stick with the water or tea.
And I'll have you.
Yesterday.
Well, you get an idea what retirement feels like.
Stop. Pretty much. Hold on.
I was going to say, I usually have to go back to work for a rest.
Tanker yesterday. Worked up there for several hours. Making distribution boxes for today. So, just an assembly line of packing boxes. Like I said, been staying pretty busy. Nothing major, just little things here and there.
In the way up there.
Anywhere around. I hadn't heard nothing about them in a while.
In your way, holding you up then.
We'll continue on. I'm going to get ready, and I'll be back in a few minutes. I'll be heading out.
A few minutes, Patrick. KN4TFW.
All right, take your time, but hurry it up. N4AZ. Found real enthused this morning.
Woke up early, and so he's just been sitting there around waiting for somebody to come on the radio, I think.
We're in the shop for, I woke up early, too. I've been down here, and I was on the other side of it. I put the radio on scan, and I was on the other side of the shop, and I thought I heard something. It just scans for a second. You get a couple of words, and then it starts scanning again, you know. But, you know, I said, that might be them, so I came over. Sure enough, it was you two up, early birds.
Up on about 534, 535, something like that.
I'm going to be here. It just depends when I wake up or, you know, when I get up.
That one. I had to get up early. on New Year's Day because Susan had to work.
Yeah, you are. You're busier when you're retired than you were when you were working.
Probably seems that way, doesn't it?
When I first retired, I was kind of lost there for a little bit, and then I started getting busy, and I wound up, after about a month, I was thinking, when in the world did I have time to work with all this I got going on? Things is, you wake up, and you realize, well, you can go back to sleep if you want to, or get up, doesn't matter, you know? Sunday nights take a whole new meaning when you're retired.
About getting up on Monday.
You know, they were here all day yesterday. They had some coordinating to do with everything. They had some coordinating to do with the power company, you know, the utility company and the inspectors and all that for this, get this generator hooked up. That was interesting.
Kind of red tape or something that should be simple, right?
What they do, I didn't realize how involved this thing was, you know, especially with everybody that's involved with it, is they have to cut the power off at the transformer. So that's down the street. So what they do, they schedule them to come cut that off, and that's when they pull the main wire out of your breaker box and get rid of it and add the new wire, you know, that goes in it. And so power's going to be off for a few hours while they do all that so they don't get electrocuted. Then when they get all that done, they've got to have the inspector lined up to come out and inspect it. Then they've got to send that, hopefully it inspects, which it did, but then they've got to send that to the county, and the county's got to send that to the utility company so they can come back and turn the power back on.
That. Hey, give me just a minute, 30 seconds. I'm going in a bad spot.
All right, 10. N4 AZE, standing by.
KN4 TFW. Lasted a little longer than usual.
Through a hole or what?
I can figure out. There's an electronic billboard, you know, it switches and that, but something must be going bad with it because it gets worse and worse, and it breaks the squelch on both frequencies that I monitor and that, and all you get is a ton of static. You won't be able to hear anything. It might be able to get out. I ain't never tried it.
That's long.
About 300 or 400 yards down the road, you know what I mean? But I can usually tell when you're about to get to it. Old Tadpole's restaurant was in Greer.
Yeah. What do you think? You think it's a lot of LEDs or something?
I don't know, but all I can tell you is that if the sign is off, it doesn't do it.
I think it's space aliens trying to abduct him. Good morning, KN4MUF.
Hey, Jody.
Good morning, Jody. KN4GF.
Everything was distorted on that one.
Go ahead, Jody.
Good morning to both of you. Dude, Ken, both of you, good morning.
Be back in here in a minute.
He's leaving the house, getting in a car, or is he switching?
Ready to jump in the car.
Right now. Recognize your voice.
Who is this teddy ass thing?
Think out there.
It's a 24.
34 here in Lyman, but I don't know how good that is.
Any frost out? That was weird.
And
early this morning, they got everything done. Everything got wired up, and it's the generator sitting out there with the light on, but. They're going to bring a new battery out, and then the guy's coming to attach the gas line is sitting right. It's just got to have a T put in and hook that up, and they're ready to fire it up.
So it's just about getting time for some winter weather, according to the news.
Today, I say bring it on.
And that traffic yesterday on 85?
Boy, that road like the plague.
Shut down for a couple hours both directions for a, I don't know, DOT stopped the truck. He said he had a bomb on it, and it went downhill from there. Just, he was just making it up.
What drive was that?
I've been White Horse Road.
Heard about that.
The news last night, man, it was all over that.
Must have missed that. Was it nighttime when it happened?
Let's see. It had to be around 5 o'clock, something like that.
News. Video.
Saying in the beginning was there was an active situation, but dang, the view they were showing from the camera was just an empty interstate with one truck on it.
Up on both sides somewhere.
Supposed to be really bad this evening.
Saying.
It's on just now. Freedom might have said something about that bomb, but they did. But they're talking about meteors. They're going to have a meteor shower tonight, it looks like.
It's clear outside, right?
An alert going off on my phone, a child abduction.
W4SBX with me.
You get it too on your phone.
Yeah, right before you said it, I had my phone laying on my lap and it started vibrating and I hear it started beeping.
Yeah, it was, it says Florence, South Carolina, Amber Alert. Evidently somebody's stolen a child or something.
You see them a lot. Well, whenever it happens, it usually seems to be like a domestic dispute between a husband and wife, and you know, something like that. But yeah, Florence is down there close to the beach, isn't it?
From where I'm in, Easley, that's probably around halfway, I guess, between here and the beach, maybe a little closer to the beach. High five.
So go juice, KF4MUF.
Turned off on my phone because it scares the dog every time the dog hears it. The dog thinks that there's a thunderstorm coming.
Long time, I mean, a few years really. First when I glanced over, I said, oh, doggone, must be incoming missile from Russia or somewhere.
Good morning again, gentlemen.
Welcome back, KN4TFW.
W4SBX, you better be looking for them Teslas running around town after what we heard recently.
Bomb inside of it.
I get on the news, I heard it about it on the ham radio, and evidently the one that happened, the one that happened in New Orleans, I think I heard was a Ford, but I thought I heard that there was one Trump Hotel somewhere out west, I guess, and then another place where two Teslas was involved, and they're saying that, you know, they believe that it's trying to send a message to Elon Musk and Trump.
They'll be sending a message back. You know, they said he shot himself in the head and blew himself up in the truck. And, you know, I got to thinking, I said, well, there's a possibility that he was used as a patsy. Somebody killed him, threw him in the truck to make it appear that way. I don't know. N4AZE.
You know, it could be. Was that the one that went and killed all those people in a vehicle accident in New Orleans?
The truck, the EV truck that blew up at Trump Tower.
Okay, I heard
and they they said something about the guy shot himself in the head before it burst into flames. I'm like, how do you time that? They don't seem logical.
In an execution, you know, two shots in the back of the head where it becomes a suicide.
I think it was 98.9, and they did talk radio on there. And I heard Biden start talking about something about terrorist threat, but we're worried, you know, something about he wasn't, he said this won't be, you know, it'll be dealt with. And I'm like, dude, you're going to let them all in. I mean, everything he says is ridiculous. Exactly. You'll probably hear it again in the news or something, but it was something regarding ISIS that, you know, that they're not going to win. They're going to put a stop to it. And I'm thinking, dude, you just let millions come in here unvetted. I mean, ISIS terror cells are all over this country now. My brother-in-law, he's a ham also, and he's a little bit older than me. But anyway, I just told my mom, I said, after, you know, hearing about the Trump hotel and the thing that happened in New Orleans, I said, you know, 9/11, as bad as it was, I said, and, you know, I'm sorry it happened, but the thing about it, I'm thinking, is that ain't going to be nothing compared to the next time, and I gave him an example. I'm going to let it drop a second. The point is like, on New Year's Eve, I heard this on talk radio. There was estimated over 1 million people in New York City. Now, you think about a terrorist wanting to do something bad, it would have killed a lot more than 15 people or ever how many died in, 9/11, you know?
It happened yet.
I mean, I probably need to change the subject. It gets me upset, but I was in the Marine Corps, and, it's just like, what did we do all this for? And then to let the terrorists, you know, come in here and just like they own the place.
Here and they're letting them in. Anyway, you're Brad, right?
Is this dude?
It is.
Okay, I thought I recognized your voice, and I kind of missed your call sign when you were talking earlier, but good morning to you, my friend. I just got off the, what is it, 80 meters, they call it early bird net. I need 3 more check-ins, and they send me a certificate, so I've been trying to get it.
I don't know if you've caught the net or not, but anyway, the guys are in there. Say hello to Patrick. He's involved in all that, and you've got Jody and Ken, too. But, go back to Patrick one time, Brad.
This is Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-Ray W4SBX. Good morning. I joined the Brawlers Radio Club, and I haven't heard much out of it, but I wanted more information on how everything goes.
KO4HKX, nice to meet you, Brad. I think it's the first time we've spoken. And all I can tell you is attend a monthly meeting, which should be coming up Monday at the first Monday of the month at the Red Cross Center there. I can't remember the name of the road, but it's right there in Greenville. I'll look it up if you want me to look it up for you when I get stopped here.
On the website, I think I've got it saved on my phone and computer.
Is that Grove Road?
That's it, Grove Road. And yes, it's on the website to double check me there. But that'd be the best place to meet everybody. It's Monday night. It's 7:00, I believe it is. But it should be all on the website there.
For that, Patrick, can I write down your call sign, please? Just out of respect and stuff.
Driving, so I can't write yours down. It'll take me a while to get it, but mine's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
Copy that, KO4 HKX. Well, that's okay, Patrick. Well, I'm sure we'll probably talk again, but I'm gonna get on the side and let y'all talk about important stuff. Well, 73s, and have a good day at work or wherever you're doing.
Patrick, L4MUF.
Sorry, I missed you there earlier. I was in, and I had to get out and get ready to leave. Heading to meet my son for breakfast this morning. Hope that was not too cold on you getting fuel this morning. It's about 22 up here.
When I left the house this morning, so it was still about a little bit nippy, and no, that's no problem. I just had to stop and get some go-go juice for the old truck, you know. And, good morning to that other station. I've never spoke with him either, but KL4MUF, good morning to you.
KL4MUF, this is Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-Ray, Brad in Simpsonville. Good morning.
Got Jody over here coming out of Liberty right now, and I'll let Ken pick it up and say good morning.
Brad, this is Ken, Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
Morning, Ken. That was a tongue twister there. Kilo November 4 something Whiskey. Sorry about that, Ken, but nice talking to you this morning, and I hope you have a great day. 73.
Does that mean I moved up the ladder a notch?
I'm not the new guy.
Yeah, I was saying, I felt that way. I had to, you know, I was listening to that, and I got this feeling came over me that I moved up.
Oh, you moved up. I'm new as heck.
Oh, gone. Yeah, they picked me up as a stray just a few months ago.
I got licensed up in New Hampshire back in August of 24, and changed my call sign 3 times. But anyway, I passed Tech in General the same day. And so it's kind of weird I have 3 call signs already, but I ain't changing it again even when I get extra. But I forgot what I was going to tell you something else. I forgot what it was.
Do you?
And said, and I got on a story about that and forgot what I was trying to say. Sorry.
You came from New Hampshire. Now, you still a Yankee or you become a Southerner?
Oh, that's probably what I was going to explain. I was up in New Hampshire for about 6 months. I live here in Simpsonville, South Carolina. But, yeah, it just so happened that I'd been studying, and while I was up there, I went and took the test and passed it. But, no, I'm not from there. I'll probably never be back there. But I joined a radio club up there, though, and those guys were really nice and helpful. So, I know what I was going to say now. The new guy on the block is me, I guess. So, I'm just maybe wanting to get adopted by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society over.
What about that New Hampshire thing?
Okay.
Those guys, just keep that under wraps about the New Hampshire.
I'll try to keep it under wraps, but I'm starting to get some local celebrity. Facebook, or Ham Radio Prep put me on Facebook for like a congratulations for passing their HF Master Class. So I've got a few phone calls about that.
We're Bible-carrying, gun-toting ATV drivers around here, all-wheel drive around here.
South Carolina since 1978. I ain't no stranger to South Carolina, my friend.
4AZE.
Yeah, I got my permit. I've been carry all the time, but they wanted my car.
Losing a copy of the Constitution, too.
I keyed on you.
And a Trump sticker.
Trump sticker for sure. I guess I get one of the little mini Bibles or still one from the next hotel I stay at. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I have arrived at my destination this morning, so I'm going to say 73. Everybody, good to talk to you. Hope everybody has a good day, and stay warm and get ready for this winter weather we got coming. KO4HK, I'll be clear. 73 Patrick, have an awesome day. We'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Patrick, W4SBX, nice to talk to you. 73.
Patrick, I'll catch up with you later. KF4MUF, have a blessed day.
Patrick, hey, you gonna get back on when you leave breakfast or not?
KO4HK.
All right, I'll leave the radio on then, and it might take me a minute to get over here. I might be on the other side of the shop, but I'll try to listen. In 4AZ. Oh.
Time.
Yep. Today, Jody?
Oh, man, we don't do that. We stay the full. Well, this week is our 8-hour week. We start 10 hours back next week.
Shouldn't have brought that up. How about you, Kenny? You get off early today?
At 3. Most of the guys leave at 3, but I'll probably stay till 4. I got some work I got to get done.
I think I'm going to take off early today.
You need to.
Tough job, so I am. I think I'll knock off probably, I don't know, maybe 2 o'clock. That sound good?
Come in by then.
Morning. You know, they got here yesterday at 7 o'clock, so they're supposed to come here to hook the gas up and then fire this generator up.
That's empty.
Yesterday, well, they did. I was just kind of watching here and there, but, you know, with inspectors and the utility company, all day yesterday getting all that timed out and hooked up and stuff, you know, to, and so now it's down to just attach the gas line, and that's it.
Like a good thing.
So they're on now. Well, after about noon today, anyway. He said you got an option. They can have it, what do they call it, cycle itself once a week or biweekly. What do you reckon be the best on something like that?
I can't answer that. I don't know about them.
Here at the plant, they come on once a week.
The way then, because I asked them, I said, what do you think's better? They said, well, it's up to you. They couldn't tell me anything either, so maybe once a week is a good idea.
But make sure that it was running correctly.
How long it runs to, if it does run, at least it needs to at least get to running temperature, you know. It keeps a trickle charge on the battery, too, I guess, from the utility main. It keeps it a little trickle charge on it, so that should keep the battery topped off. They said the batteries are good for about 4 years.
To work, so I'm going to say 7-3, and everybody have a safe day out there, and I'll catch you guys down the log, KN4TFW.
And you have a great day out there, sir, and I'm going to do the same thing, man. Y'all have a good morning. I'm about 2 minutes out from my job, so y'all have a great day, and 7-3, so we'll catch you next time, KN4MUF.
Hi, Kenny. Y'all have a safe one today, and it'll be over, and the weekend will be here for you again. So we'll catch y'all. I guess probably won't talk to you guys till Monday morning or something if I get up in time. Anyway, 73s. Have a good day in 4AZ.
This is W4SBX wishing you a great day at work, and get ready for the weekend. But you'll have a safe day, and it was great meeting you all on the radio today. 73. Back, I think, January the 12th or 13th, 14th.
Yep.
Probably about 7 months. They've been real good to me. I was trying to go back to work about a week or two ago, and I'm waiting on a doctor's note, and I finally got an appointment January the 8th, and, you know, I've got it all covered. I was getting short-term disability, and then it kicked in the long-term, but it really ain't as bad as it sounds, but it's just technicalities, and they kept extending the leave, so I was like, well, you know, if I'm getting paid, well, I'll go back to work until I have to.
Was that physical or mental?
Yeah, it was kind of both. I was in a rehab facility for alcohol, but I was real bad health, and I had, you know, it's like some mental things going on, but I feel better now, and I think they kept me there too long, actually, but I put myself in there. It wasn't like I was made to go, you know what I mean?
Stupid, because you went breeze right through your ham ticket.
Dude, I just, a lot of my life I've wasted with alcohol, and I don't want to do it no more. So that's really the whole story, but I wanted to stop nipping in the bud before it becomes a bigger problem or something.
And you fixed it, so now you can go forward from there.
Yeah, being kind, yeah. I'm not a bad person, but I did have a drinking problem, and it's been there for a long time, and it's just, the tendency to want to do it's always going to be there, but I know I can't, and health-wise and stuff, and it just ain't good, and it's not productive, and, I'm getting back into the Marine I once was, and the Angel B start hard charging. That's why I turned so much attention to this ham radio hobby.
Got it all behind you, just go forward and forget it.
I can't fix the past, but you can change what you do tomorrow, I guess.
Hobbies you got besides ham radio?
I like shooting guns and stuff like that. I used to be an archery a little bit, but I don't have anything now. But, yeah, I go to the rifle range a lot. And haven't hunted in a many years, but, you know, hunting and fishing I like. But mainly right now, if I ain't on a ham radio or at work, I'm probably going to be going to a rifle range somewhere.
You got all the New Hampshire out of you.
I don't know, but when I was up there, I wanted to see a moose so bad. And I was in Massachusetts for about a month of that, down on the coast, though, Cohasset, rich area. And I didn't get to see no moose up there.
On TV, I tried that hunting one time back when I was in my early 20s, and I got all the stuff I needed and the rifle and everything, went hunting, and I sat there, and I saw a deer, and I had the gun on. He wasn't about 50 yards away. He just walked so slow, and he stopped, and I guess he knew I was there because he looked. We made eye contact, and I saw his face, and I couldn't shoot him. I couldn't pull the trigger. And he just walked off. I haven't been back since. I knew I wasn't going to make it hunting.
All wildlife is pretty savvy or got a sixth sense. But, like, turkeys, they can see so good. But, I don't know. I wouldn't kill anything unless I'm going to eat it. But I just got to where you waste your whole day, don't see nothing, or... it's expensive. Might as well go buy beef at the grocery store and call it a day. But no, honestly, too, I just get too cold sitting up in a tree soon.
Really, when I saw him, I was on the ground behind the big log, and I was eating potato chips. I didn't know anything about hunting, and I put my potato chips down, and I saw some movement, and I said, "Doggone, there's a deer right there," and he was. I'm 50 yards. I mean, I could have hit him with a rock. But you know, when he stopped, we made eye contact. I never seen a deer before, and I saw his face, and it to me, it didn't look real. It almost looked like it reminded me of one of those little chihuahuas, like a little apple head or deer head, whatever you call it, chihuahua. It just had that look on its face, and I just couldn't do it. So I hadn't been back since.
I have, you know, some of my best days not even getting anything, I guess. Just the awesome watching nature, and just they don't know you're there. But I have been under a tree, right underneath my tree, a doe come out with like three little Bambi-sized deer, like still spots on them. And no way I'm going to shoot, but just to sit there and watch how they act and cross the river and stuff, and it's like, you know, just like God's nature right there in front of you. That's why, even if I don't catch a fish, I have a good time.
Where is it?
You know, I don't do any hunting or anything. Ever since then, it was over for me. You know, I thought I was gonna be a big hunter too.
The guns I've got now, most of them is just for just going to the range. And, you know, I got handguns and you know, a few long rifles, but I have the most fun going to the. I love marksmanship. You know, being a Marine and stuff. It just. I want to be perfect. I get aggravated if I'm not. But I'm not too bad. I mean, I ain't the best in the world, but I did all right.
22. I got a little 22 pistol, and I just go there and have fun with that thing, just shooting. And it's not expensive, you know, to waste those.
I agree with that. About, I guess, a little over a year ago, I bought... a 22 long rifle from Walmart. It's got like the plastic or, you know, synthetic stock, whatever they call that. It's not wood. And it was only $109, $119 maybe. Wasn't over $125, maybe with tax. But I just bought two 50-round clips for it, and I haven't took it back out lately, but probably... in about a week or two, I'll probably go up to that range up there close to where I work, build some crossroads in Lawrence. Well, I think it's Lawrence, but anyway, that's a lot of fun, and it don't cost as much.
It's hard on your ears. It doesn't, not hard on your hands.
It holds like 13, 14, or 15. Well, the magazine and one in chamber might hold 15. But anyway... 15 rounds of that costs a lot more, plus you feel it a little bit more, you know, more percussion. But that 22, it only came with one 10-round clip. Well, I bought another one, but you can click off 10 rounds so easy. It feels like a BB gun. And then, so I bought two 50-round, no, or 20, I think it's two magazines, 25 rounds apiece, so that would give me 50 plus 20. And I figure I won't have to reload so much the next time I go up there.
It's a 10-round little magazine goes in there. It's a 1911. It's a Browning. It's not a full size. I think they call it 85%. And it, I mean, it's just, you know, the wife and I can go out there and just have a blast with it. It's easy for her to shoot, no kick in or anything. But it's a perfect 1911 gun. It's just fun to shoot.
Yeah, I think I might know what you're talking about. I had a Ruger 22 long rifle, and the model number sounds similar, but I really, it was a great gun. And I love the way it was weighted, balanced. That I had a problem with it jamming a lot. When it tried to eject the empty shell, it would get locked in there. So I ended up selling it. But this one I just got is Rossi
ammo. You know, this one it doesn't. I don't think it's ever jammed. It's had a dud before. You know, just didn't fire the rim fire round, but. It's an exact replica of the Colt 1911. It looks just like it. It's no bells and whistles. It's just meat and potatoes, but it's fun to shoot. We got a bunch of little 10-round magazines, so we load all those up. And while she's shooting, I'll be loading magazines. You know, you go through them quick.
Well, probably less than a year ago, I went up there on a Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops, I think they call it now, but... I bought a Ruger, and it's a revolver. I think it holds eight or ten, and but you can change the barrels out, so you can shoot either 22 long rifle or 22 WMR. And I bought it because I sold a gun that was over and under. It was a 410 on top and a 22 mag on the bottom. So I bought this so I could use up the ammunition because I had like 1,500 rounds of each round. So anyway, that's the story of how I got this Ruger.
And I think it's more accurate than the Browning I got. This Browning, it's pretty accurate. I mean, you know, you can do 100 yards, you're not going to really do much good with it. But 30, 40 yards, it's pretty darn accurate, but not quite like a Ruger.
Is it a handgun or a rifle?
It's a handgun. It's a little pistol, 1911 pistol.
Copy that now, yeah. Well, I've got that Rossi is a long rifle, but then the Ruger I was just telling you about that shoots the long rifle or WMR, you got to change the barrel out to shoot different rounds, but yeah, it's a pretty gun, and it ain't got no scope or nothing on it, but it's pretty accurate. I don't know, I was, you know, I had these little things that spin, metal targets that spin, probably out about 25 yards, and I'd hit it or real close to it, you know, probably like 7-8 times out of 10.
That's about, I don't know, 50 yards and in is really where it's most accurate. As you back up from there, you know, you get up. I tried it 100 yards and it dropped so much it was just ridiculous to use. So, but yeah, I say 50 feet and in is really good.
Yeah, that's really with any handgun though. They're not made for long range, you know, shots. So that's pretty much normal, I think.
I could hit the target once in a while, but you had to aim so high with it, you know, and most of the time you'd miss the target. But I mean, if it was something big, you'd probably hit it, but shooting at a smaller target, it's, you know, out of 10 shots, you might hit the target twice, in my case.
I don't know if you're talking about 100 yards or 100 feet, though, because 100 yards is pretty far out there.
It's dropping over a foot. I mean, it's fun to try. You know, most of them are using rifles, but we were trying it with the pistol.
Oh, okay, I copy that. Yeah, I haven't really tried that with a pistol, but now that you mentioned it, I might have to give it a try.
Make sure you aim about a foot to 2 feet high.
Yeah, it's going to drop a lot, especially depending on what caliber you're shooting.
Long rifles, but the right and left wasn't really off much. It was just up and down what the hard part was. I guess it just goes like a rainbow.
Any round does that, whether it's visible or not. It's just gravity. It's going to pull it down. It's going to slow down. Even though it don't seem like it, it's slowing down.
4 AZE.
SBX.
Try, you know, to do it with it, but yeah, that's not something you want to do all the time. But yeah, 50 feet and in is where it's most fun.
Yeah, feel some crossroads just down there. It's like if you're on 385 and past my Walmart distribution center where I work, the very first exit when you get on, yeah, 26, I think it's 52, exit 52, but back off of that exit there is they call it Filson Crossroads, the public rifle range. It used to be free, but now they charge you $5 a trip, or you can get $50 a year, so I just usually get the $50 a year because I'm going to go more than 10 times. Because I went up there like sometimes 3 times a week, so, you know, just do the math, $50 ain't too bad, and sometimes if you time it right, you have the range almost to yourself.
Wait about just a second, I got to respond to this text. I'll be back in 4AZE. Short standby, I'll leave the radio on. I'll be back down here in just a few minutes. Catch you shortly in 4AZE.
I might be in and out, but I'll try to listen for you. Go ahead and take care of what you got to do, W4SBX.